Despite deep differences over how to proceed in Iraq, members of the Senate gave their approval today for Robert Gates to take over the reins at the Pentagon from Donald Rumsfeld. President Bush's second Secretary of Defense is taking office at a time of enormous uncertainty over what happens next in the war. NPR's David Wellner reports.
As the number of lawmakers frustrated with the war in Iraq has broadened, so has the desire for change, especially since the election. And the man President Bush nominated the day after the election to replace Secretary Rumsfeld is clearly a beneficiary of that bipartisan push for change. Robert Gates's nomination was not so much debated on the Senate floor today as it was celebrated. Here's Virginia's John Warner, the outgoing Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee.
I'm confident he will indeed be fearless, absolutely fearless, in providing expert advice, professional advice, his own deep, most innermost personal feelings about the complex issues that face our nation.
And Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy, who opposed Gates's nomination to be CIA director 15 years ago, this time called Gates essential for resolving the thorniest issue facing the nation.
Iraq is the defining issue of our time, and the person that will have a major voice in meeting the enormous responsibilities of recommending the new course will be the new leader we are confirming today as the Secretary of Defense.
Another Democrat who also opposed Gates in 1991, incoming Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin, said voters had demanded a change in Iraq and a change of tone in Washington.
Dr. Gates' confirmation as Secretary of Defense will not by itself solve our problems in Iraq. Indeed, as he acknowledged, the key decisions on Iraq will continue to be made by the President of the United States, not by the Secretary of Defense. On the key issues of Iraq and the atmosphere in Washington, however, his testimony was very encouraging indeed.
For some Republicans, Gates seemed their last best hope for helping save a presidency foundering on the mess in Iraq. Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas is one of President Bush's close allies.
I think Bob Gates is the right person to advise the president, to work with the president, to implement the president's policies, and bring this war to a conclusion that is a victory.
What victory might amount to, no one would say. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.